USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia could invade Ukraine at any moment, according to a senior advisor to President Biden. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was making the rounds on the Sunday morning talk circuit in D.C. He also made a stop by ABC's This Week.
He has put himself in a position with military deployments to be able to act aggressively against Ukraine at any time now. And we are working hard to rally our allies, to provide material support to the Ukrainians, to reinforce our eastern allies, in particular Poland and Romania and the Baltic states.
Sullivan added that Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it likely intends to have in place by the middle of the month. He said the conflict would come at an enormous human cost. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio reacting to what his party did last week. The Republican National Committee voted to censure Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for participating in the House-led investigation into last year's attack on the Capitol. On CBS's Face the Nation, Rubio said that those who committed crimes on that day should be prosecuted, while slamming the January 6th commission in the process.
This commission is nothing but a partisan tool designed to go out and smear and attack and get their hands on as many people as they can, including people that weren't in Washington on January 6th.
Rubio did not have a direct comment on the censuring of his party mates across the rotunda. A South African company has created a COVID vaccine based on publicly released data on Moderna's vaccine.
Afrigen Biologics says it could start human trials by the end of the year. The creation of the vaccine without the original developer's assistance and approval is thought to be a first.
That's Chris Barnes. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One Navy SEAL candidate has died and another is in the hospital after completing several days of training known as Hell Week. Navy officials identified the deceased seaman as 24-year-old Kyle Mullen of Manalapan, New Jersey. Neither Mullen or the other trainee, who was not immediately identified, was actively training when they reported symptoms. Mullen was transported to Sharp Coronado Hospital, where he died Friday. The other trainee was in stable condition at the Naval Medical Center in San Diego. Training to join the Navy SEALs is notoriously grueling. Earlier deaths and injuries have raised safety concerns. Popular podcaster Joe Rogan apologized on his Instagram feed after a compilation of him using racial slurs over a 12-year period had dropped. Grammy Award-winning music artist India Arie posted the compilation as she announced that she is removing her music from Spotify. She is among several artists who have had their music pulled from the platform over the Joe Rogan Experience. Neil Young was the first artist to remove his music from Spotify, citing concerns that Rogan was magnifying misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. For their part, the company said it will soon add a warning label before all podcasts that discuss COVID-19. Legendary Indian singer Lata Mangeshkar has died from multiple organ failure in Mumbai. She was 92. More news at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.